Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to explore something that, well, you might not expect. It's the intersection of pediatric dentistry with digital marketing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've got some fascinating sources that reveal how these clinics are using online strategies to connect with parents. And it's not just about, you know, posting like those cute tooth fairy memes. We're talking about targeted campaigns that are actually driving a pretty significant increase in patient appointments. In fact, one clinic in Texas saw a 40% jump in just 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So buckle up because we're going to uncover how they're doing it.
It's really remarkable how effective these strategies can be. What's particularly interesting is that this isn't about manipulating parents or anything like that. It's about understanding their needs and anxieties, you know, in the digital age and meeting them where they are.
Okay, so let's dive into that. Our sources highlight a company called Kids Dental Marketing. They specialize in helping pediatric dentists navigate the digital world. What's their secret sauce?
Well, they have a three-pronged approach. Branding, pay-per-click advertising, and specialized content creation. Each element is carefully designed to reach and engage parents who are actively seeking dental care for their children.
So it's not just a random approach. It's very strategic. Mm-hmm. So let's start with branding. I'm guessing it goes beyond just having a colorful logo and a website full of smiling kids.
Absolutely. Kids Dental Marketing helps clinics develop a brand story that resonates on a deeper level. It's about showcasing the clinic's personality, highlighting their unique qualities, and building trust with parents. They understand that parents are looking for more than just a dentist. They're looking for a partner in their child's oral health journey.
Right. It's about creating that sense of confidence and trust, especially since many kids can be apprehensive about going to the dentist. So how does branding actually translate into tangible results?
Well, think about it this way. When a parent is searching online for a pediatric dentist, they're bombarded with choices. A strong brand helps a clinic stand out from the crowd. It creates a memorable impression and gives parents a reason to choose one clinic over another. It's like choosing a pediatrician. You want someone who not only has the right credentials, but also feels like the right fit for your family.
That makes sense.
Well,
a strong brand can definitely influence decision-making, especially in healthcare. But branding alone doesn't get people through the door right. Let's talk about their second strategy, pay-per-click advertising. Instead of explaining what PPC is, can you tell us about how Kids Dental Marketing actually uses this for pediatric dentists?
They're incredibly savvy about it. Instead of casting a wide net, they use laser-focused targeting to reach parents who are most likely to need their services. They identify specific keywords and demographics that align with the ideal patient profile. For example, they might target parents in a certain geographic location who have recently searched for terms like dentist for toddlers or child-friendly dental clinic.
So they're strategically placing ads where parents are already looking for information.
Yes.
Like intercepting them at the exact moment they're ready to make a decision.
Precisely. And the beauty of PPC is that it's measurable. Kids Dental Marketing can track which keywords and demographics are driving the most traffic to the clinic's website and adjust their campaigns accordingly. This data-driven approach allows them to continuously refine their strategy and maximize their return on investment.
Okay, so we've got branding to establish a strong online presence and PPC advertising to get parents to the website.
Yeah.
But what happens once they're there? That's where content marketing comes in, right?
You got it. Content is king, especially when it comes to building trust and establishing expertise. But Kids Dental Marketing takes it a step further. They create content that's not only informative, but also engaging and relevant to the specific needs of parents.
So instead of just generic dental advice, they're addressing those common parental anxieties you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, exactly. They create blog posts, videos, and social media content that answers questions parents are actually asking. Things like, how do I get my child to brush their teeth without a tantrum? What are the signs of early orthodontic problems? How do I choose the right dentist for my child? They position the clinic as a valuable resource, a trusted source of information in a world that can feel overwhelming for parents.
That's clever. By providing this valuable information, they're not just attracting website visitors, they're cultivating a relationship with potential patients. It's almost like building a community online.
That's a great way to put it. And that sense of community fosters trust, which is essential when it comes to healthcare decisions. Parents are more likely to choose a dentist they feel connected to, someone they perceive as understanding and addressing their concerns.
And that's all happening before a parent even steps foot in the clinic. This is making me realize how much has changed in the world of healthcare marketing. It's no longer just about billboards and phone book listings.
Exactly. The digital landscape has completely transformed how patients find and choose healthcare providers. And kids' dental marketing is at the forefront of this evolution, specifically within the field of pediatric dentistry.
Right, so we've covered branding, PPC advertising, and content marketing. It's clear that each element plays a crucial role in this comprehensive digital strategy. But how do we know it's actually working? I mean, you mentioned that Texas clinic that saw a 40% increase in appointments, right?
That's right. And that success story isn't an isolated incident. Kids Dental Marketing has a proven track record of helping pediatric dentists achieve significant growth through their digital strategies. That 40% increase is a testament to the power of targeted marketing, compelling content, and a deep understanding of the parent-child dynamic.
It's impressive, that's for sure. But I'm curious, are there any downsides to this approach? Could it be seen as too commercialized, taking away from the personal touch that's so important in healthcare?
That's a great question, and one that's worth exploring further. While there's always a risk of over-commercialization, I think kids' dental marketing strikes a balance. They're not just about driving profits, they're about empowering pediatric dentists to connect with families in a meaningful way.
So they're using these digital tools to enhance that personal touch, not replace it.
Exactly. It's about leveraging technology to build stronger relationships and ultimately provide better care for children.
Okay, now I'm really starting to understand the power of this approach. It's about meeting parents where they are, online, and providing them with the information and support they need to make informed decisions about their child's dental care.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to unpack. When it comes to the nuances of this digital strategy, what's particularly fascinating is how kids' dental marketing tailors the content specifically to the anxieties parents face today. It's not just about, general dental hygiene. It's about tapping into those modern parenting
Like
concerns.
what? Give me an example.
Well, one major concern is screen time. Parents are constantly bombarded with messages about the negative impacts of excessive screen time on children. So, kids' dental marketing helps clinics create content that addresses this head-on.
So instead of just saying like limit screen time, they're giving practical advice related to dental health.
Exactly. They might share tips on how to make screen time more tooth-friendly, like encouraging kids to drink water between videos or offering healthy snack alternatives. To sugary treats often consumed during screen time. It's about acknowledging parental concerns and offering solutions that fit into their lives.
That's smart. It's not about lecturing parents. It's about meeting them where they are and providing them with realistic and helpful advice. It's like turning a potential negative into a positive.
Absolutely. Another example is the growing trend of natural parenting. Many parents are seeking holistic alternatives to traditional medical approaches. Kids' dental marketing helps clinics cater to this audience by creating content that highlights their use of natural or minimally invasive treatments.
So they might showcase things like fluoride-free options or gentle cleaning techniques.
Precisely. They understand that parents are doing their research and are looking for dentists who align with their values. By addressing these specific needs and preferences through targeted content, clinics can attract a whole new segment of patients.
It's like they're speaking directly to those parents who might have been hesitant to visit a traditional dental clinic. They're saying, "We understand your concerns and we have options for you."
Exactly. And this targeted approach extends beyond just the content itself. Kids' dental marketing also helps clinics optimize their websites and online presence to attract these specific audiences.
So it's not just about what they're saying, it's about how they're saying it and where they're saying it.
You got it. They might use specific keywords or phrases that appeal to these niche groups. For example, a clinic that offers holistic dental care might optimize their website for searches like natural pediatric dentistry or fluoride-free dental cleanings.
That makes a lot of sense. It's all about making it easy for parents to find the information they're looking for.
And it goes beyond just search engine optimization. They also advise clinics on how to use social media effectively to reach these niche audiences. They might recommend joining specific parenting groups or forums where they can engage in conversations and share their expertise. It's about being present where these parents are already spending their time online.
It's like building relationships and trust
Yeah.
before they even walk through the door.
Right. And that initial trust is so crucial, especially when dealing with something as sensitive as children's health. Parents want to feel confident that they've chosen the right provider for their child.
You know, it's amazing to think about how much data and analytics go into this whole process. It's not just about creating cute content, it's about understanding the target audience on a deep level.
That's the key. Kids Dental Marketing takes a data-driven approach to everything they do. They track website traffic, social media engagement, and conversion rates to see what's working and what's not. This allows them to continually refine their strategies and ensure they're getting the best possible results for their clients.
It's like they're constantly testing and tweaking to find the perfect formula for success.
Exactly. It's a dynamic process, and that's what makes it so effective. They're not just following a set playbook. They're adapting to the ever-changing digital landscape and the evolving needs of parents.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the strategies kids' dental marketing uses to attract new patients. What about retaining those patients and building long-term relationships? Is that part of their approach as well?
Absolutely. They understand that patient retention is just as important as patient acquisition. They help clinics develop strategies for nurturing those relationships and creating a positive experience that keeps families coming back year after year.
So what are some examples of how they do that?
One key strategy is email marketing. They encourage clinics to build an email list of their patients and use it to stay in touch, share valuable information, and remind them about upcoming appointments.
So it's not just about sending promotional emails. It's about providing ongoing value and support.
Precisely. They might send out newsletters with tips on oral hygiene, updates on new services or technologies, or even fun activities for kids related to dental health.
It's about staying top of mind and reinforcing that sense of trust and connection. What other strategies do they use to build loyalty?
They also encourage clinics to leverage social media to create a sense of community. They might host online contests or challenges related to dental health, share behind-the-scenes glimpses of the clinic, or highlight patient testimonials. It's about creating a space where families can connect with each other and with the clinic.
It's about going beyond just being a healthcare provider.
Yeah.
And becoming a trusted resource and a part of the family's lives.
Exactly. And that's what sets kids' dental marketing apart. They understand that it's not just about marketing. It's about building relationships.
You know, this is making me realize how much thought and strategy goes into creating a successful dental practice. In today's digital age, it's not just about being a good dentist anymore.
You're absolutely right. It's about being a savvy marketer, a tech-savvy communicator, and a community builder. And that's where Kids Dental Marketing comes in. They empower dentists to embrace these new challenges and thrive in this ever-evolving landscape.
It really is fascinating to see how much the dental industry, especially for kids, is evolving. It's not just about checkups and cleanings anymore. It's about connecting with families on a deeper level, understanding their anxieties, and meeting those needs through these targeted online strategies.
And what's remarkable is that this approach benefits everyone involved. Parents feel empowered and supported. Children have a more positive dental experience. And clinics thrive in a competitive market. It's a win-win-win situation.
I'm curious, what do you think is the most surprising thing we've uncovered about kids' dental marketing strategy?
For me, it's the level of personalization they bring to the table. They're not just applying a generic marketing formula. They're really digging deep into the unique needs and values of each clinic and its target audience.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like they're creating a custom tailored suit for each client rather than offering a one size fits all solution.
Exactly. And that's what makes their approach so effective. They understand that every clinic is different. Every community is different. And every parent is different.
So they're not just marketing experts. They're almost like anthropologists, studying the cultural nuances of parenting in the digital age.
That's a great analogy. They're constantly observing, analyzing, and adapting to the ever-changing landscape of parenting trends and online behavior. It's almost like they have a crystal ball. That allows them to predict what parents will be searching for and what kind of content will resonate with them.
It's impressive, that's for sure. And a little bit scary, too, if you think about it.
I know what you mean. But ultimately, I think it's a positive thing. It means that healthcare providers are getting better at meeting patients where they are, both literally and figuratively.
Right. It's about using technology to enhance communication and build stronger relationships.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? At the end of the day, healthcare is about people connecting with people. And these digital strategies are simply tools that facilitate that connection.
You know, listening to all of this has really opened my eyes to the power of digital marketing, especially in the healthcare industry. It's no longer just a nice to have. It's a must have for any practice that wants to succeed.
I completely agree. And what's exciting is that this is just the beginning. As technology continues to evolve, the possibilities for connecting with patients and providing them with personalized care will only continue to expand.
So for any pediatric dentists out there who might be listening, the takeaway is clear. Embrace the digital world. Invest in a solid strategy and partner with experts who can guide you through this ever-changing landscape.
And for parents, the message is equally clear. Do your research, engage with clinics online, and ask questions. You have more power than ever before to find the perfect healthcare provider for your child.
This has been a truly enlightening deep dive. It's made me rethink everything I thought I knew about pediatric dentistry and the role of digital marketing in healthcare.
And that's the beauty of the deep dive, isn't it? It allows us to explore a topic in depth, uncover hidden insights, and challenge our assumptions.
So to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep questioning. And if you're ever looking for a pediatric dentist, don't forget to check out their online presence. You might be surprised at what you discover.
Until next time, keep diving deep.